And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. A local veterans organization is looking to build on its community outreach efforts under new leadership. Rosalind Nagel, recently named commander of American Legion Post 499, says her priorities include expanding membership, encouraging younger veterans to become involved, and increasing awareness of programs available to veterans and their families. She credits longtime Legion members and past commanders for helping guide her path into the leadership role. Rosalind also becomes one of the first women in Huron County to serve in the position, a milestone she says reflects the changing face of veteran service organizations. Among her goals are continuing scholarship programs for local students, supporting family-focused community events, and preserving traditions that honor military service and sacrifice. She says educating younger generations about the history behind those traditions is an important part of the Legion's mission. Rosalind also emphasized that today's American Legion is open to broader participation than many realize. In addition to veterans, affiliated groups include the Auxiliary, Sons of the American Legion, and the Legion Riders Motorcycle Organization. Looking ahead, she says strengthening teamwork among all four groups and increasing community involvement will be key objectives as Post 499 continues its work supporting local veterans and their families. And State Representative Greg Alexander says major differences remain between House and Senate budget proposals as lawmakers work towards a final state spending plan. Speaking during a recent meeting in Huron County, Alexander said the House approved a roughly $74.5 billion budget without new taxes, while the Senate's version exceeds $88 billion. Budget negotiations are expected to continue in the coming weeks. Mr. Alexander also discussed efforts to revise Michigan's no-fault insurance law, reduce regulatory requirements involving wetlands and infrastructure maintenance, and advance property tax reforms currently under consideration in Lansing. Other topics included funding for local infrastructure projects, road construction safety and legislation for it, and recent state support for improvements at Selfridge Air National Guard Base. Residents raise questions about Medicaid funding, rural health care services, military aircraft noise, fuel prices, and the potential impact of proposed tax changes as lawmakers continue debating priorities ahead of the next fiscal year. And we will be right back after this brief public service announcement.
In the United States, a vehicle is stolen every 31 seconds, about as long as this message. Luckily, you can take a few easy steps to protect your car in the same amount of time. Remove your valuables, roll up your windows, don't leave your car running unattended, lock your doors, and take your keys or fob. If you have information about a crime, call the police. If you suspect insurance fraud, also call 800-TEL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.